Hey everyone, and welcome back for another deep dive. You know, today we're tackling something that everyone seems to be talking about these days, AI.
Yeah, AI, it's everywhere you look.
It really is everywhere.
We're going deeper today, though.
We are.
We're going beyond just the hype, you know, all the talk about robots taking over the world.
Right.
We're going to be talking about something much more practical, something way more powerful.
I like it.
The secret sauce.
Oh, yeah.
The often overlooked key to making AI really work for you.
Ooh, this sounds like a mystery. What is it?
A data-driven culture.
Okay, a data-driven culture.
That's right.
I like it. So to help us unlock this mystery today, we are diving deep into this report, Building a Data-Driven Culture for AI.
Great report.
Yeah.
It's a really great report because it's straight up. It says AI is only as good as the data it learns from.
Okay, that makes sense, right? Like you can't just throw a bunch of rotten eggs and moldy flour together and expect it to come out with a delicious cake, right?
Exactly.
Your AI is only as good as the information that you feed it.
Yeah, and it goes beyond just having the data. It's about making data the DNA of your company.
Ooh, okay.
Every single decision you know, from marketing campaigns to what you have for lunch,
really,
is rooted in solid data. That's a data-driven culture.
Interesting. So it's less about the fancy AI tech itself and more about setting the stage, the right environment for it to actually work.
Yeah, you hit the nail on the head.
Okay.
The report highlights how a data-driven culture helps you to squeeze every single drop of value from your AI investment. Because, let's be honest, implementing AI without the right foundation is like buying a top-of-the-line sports car when you don't even have a driver's license.
Ouch. Okay, you know what? I feel personally attacked by that analogy.
Because, one of us has been there. Yeah.
Yes, but point taken. Point taken.
Yeah.
Okay, so what exactly does a data-driven culture look like? Paint me a picture.
Okay, so this report breaks it down into a few key characteristics, and it all starts at the top.
Okay.
Leadership. Yeah. It's not enough for executives to just say, data is important.
Right.
They need to eat, sleep, and breathe data.
Walk the talk.
Yeah.
Right. So decisions being made not on gut feelings, not on, what someone thinks will work, but on cold, hard facts.
Exactly. Right. And then there's this idea of democratizing data.
Democratizing data. What does that mean?
So picture this, a company where everybody from the CEO all the way down to the newest intern has access to the data they need and they understand how to use it.
Okay, so no more data silos where only the IT wizards have the keys to the kingdom.
Exactly. Everyone becomes data literate.
Data literate.
Comfortable using data to make informed decisions.
Interesting.
And that's incredibly empowering because it unlocks the potential not of a select few, but of your entire team.
I like it. I like where this is going. Okay, this report also stresses the importance of something called data governance.
Yes.
Now that sounds a little bit intimidating to me. Can you break that down?
Sure. So think of data governance as the rule book for how your data is used and protected.
Okay.
It's about ensuring accuracy, security, and responsible use.
Yeah.
Because with great data
comes
great responsibility.
It's true. It's like we're talking about superpowers here.
It is. It is.
You got to make sure they're not being used for evil.
Right.
So it's like having all of this information at your fingertips. You want to make sure it's used for good.
Exactly. And that leads us to the really exciting part.
Okay.
This report doesn't just tell you what a data-driven culture is.
Right.
It gives you a game plan.
Okay. Tell me more about this game plan.
For building one?
What is step one? How do we transform a company into a true data-driven powerhouse?
It really is a game plan, this report. It's like laying the foundation for a skyscraper. It needs to be solid and it needs to underpin absolutely everything.
Okay. So less data is a side dish and more like data is the main course. Everybody comes to the table hungry for information.
I like that. I like that. And it's a conscious shift. It's a decision that needs to be championed from the top down.
Okay.
The report even suggests weaving those data-centric goals right into the company's mission.
Oh, interesting.
Imagine a world where using data to delight customers is as important as, any other company value.
That makes a lot of sense because if a company says, oh, we're all about customer satisfaction, but then they base all their decisions on guesswork, not actual customer data, something's not right.
Yeah, you can't just talk the talk. You got to walk the walk.
Exactly.
And the report gives some really practical advice on this. They say execs need to lead by example.
Okay.
Think about it. If your CEO is constantly referencing dashboards and data points in meetings, it sends a powerful message to the entire team.
No more relying on gut feelings in those board meetings.
Well, there's always a place for intuition, but it's about striking a balance. That gut instinct paired with solid evidence.
Okay.
And the report even suggests incorporating data into every single meeting, every presentation.
Oh, wow. So instead of just saying sales are up this quarter, you'd actually show the numbers broken down maybe by region or product line charts, graphs, the whole nine yards.
Precisely. And the more visual and digestible you can make it, the better.
Okay.
And this is where investing in the right technology comes in.
Okay.
The report talks about things like data lakes and cloud solutions.
Data lakes. What is a data lake?
So imagine a data lake as this massive centralized reservoir where all your company's data flows into.
Okay.
It's the foundation of your data infrastructure.
Oh, interesting.
Secure, organized chaos ready to be analyzed.
It's like that... You know, in fantasy novels where there's always that hidden library with the endless shelves of books just bursting with knowledge, just waiting to be unlocked.
I love that visual.
That's what I think of with data.
It is. And you've hit on something really crucial. It's not enough to just have the data, right? You need to know how to use it.
Right.
The report calls this data literacy.
Data literacy.
Yeah.
So we're not just talking about the tech whizzes here. We're talking about, you know, giving everyone in the company from marketing to finance the skills to read and understand and actually use data to make decisions. It's like learning a new language, right? The language of data.
You're exactly right. And it's about more than just understanding the numbers on a spreadsheet. It's about being able to use data visualization tools, you know, interpreting the insights generated by AI, basically being able to have an informed conversation about what the data is telling you.
So it's about giving everyone the power to ask the right questions, to be able to spot trends, to contribute to solutions, no more just relying on somebody else to interpret the data for them.
Precisely. The report calls this democratizing data.
Right.
And it argues that this is absolutely essential for a data-driven culture to truly thrive.
Yeah.
It's about breaking down those information silos we talked about earlier.
Right.
Creating a level playing field where everyone can leverage data to do their best work.
Okay. I'm convinced a data-driven culture sounds fantastic in theory, but I'm guessing it's not always smooth sailing. What are some of the challenges that companies might face when they're trying to make this shift?
Yeah, it does sound like, building this data-driven utopia comes with its own set of hurdles.
Yes.
What are some of those challenges that companies might face?
It's not always easy. You're absolutely right. And one of the biggest hurdles, according to the report, is overcoming resistance to change.
Yeah.
Companies often have these established ways of doing things.
Right.
And to shift to a data-first mindset, it can be a big adjustment.
It's like trying to teach an old dog new tricks, right?
Exactly. And sometimes there's fear of the unknown.
Mm, yeah.
You know, some employees might feel intimidated by data, especially if they don't have a technical background.
Right.
That's why, you know, data literacy training is so important. Okay. And it needs to be tailored to different levels and departments within the company.
Right. You got to meet people where they are. But even if you get everyone on board with this whole data-driven thing, there's still the challenge of actually managing all this data, right?
Oh, absolutely. Data integration is a huge one.
Okay.
You know, companies often have data scattered across all these different systems and platforms.
Yeah.
And it can make it really, really difficult to get a complete picture.
Right.
The report really stresses the need for centralized data management systems.
Okay.
Those data lakes we were talking about earlier to bring everything together in one place.
So instead of trying to piece together a puzzle where you're missing half the pieces, you have all the pieces there in the box right in front of you.
Exactly. And even then, you need the right tools and the right expertise to make sense of it all.
And that's why the report really emphasizes the importance of data analytics skills.
Right.
Being able to take all that data and extract those meaningful insights.
Because data without insights is just data.
Yeah.
Right? It's just a bunch of numbers on a screen.
Hmm.
So how do companies go about actually finding those golden nuggets of insight?
Well, it starts by asking the right questions.
Okay.
What are you trying to achieve? What problems are you trying to solve?
Yeah.
Once you know what you're looking for, then you can start to use data analytics techniques to identify trends, patterns, correlations that might not be obvious at first glance.
So it's like we're data detectives looking for clues in the data.
I like that.
Our clues are just in spreadsheets instead of, you know, fingerprints and stuff.
Exactly. It's about being curious, you know, asking why, what if, and then using the data to test those hypotheses.
So it's a journey, not a destination. It's exact.
This whole data-driven thing, it's about constantly, you know, learning and adapting and evolving.
It really is. And it's important to remember that technology is only one part of the equation.
Okay.
The human element is just as crucial.
Right.
You know, building a data-driven culture, it's as much about changing mindsets as it is about implementing any kind of new tools.
So it's about fostering that culture of curiosity and collaboration and continuous learning.
I couldn't have said it better myself, and that's what makes this report so valuable.
Yeah.
It's not just a technical guide.
Right.
It's a roadmap for this fundamental shift in how we think about and use data.
I like it.
It's about harnessing the power of data to make better decisions, to drive innovation, and ultimately to achieve better outcomes. Well, this has been really eye-opening. I think, you know, we've explored the what, the why, and the how of building a data-driven culture, and why that's so important for unlocking AI's true potential. And I think the biggest takeaway for me is that it's not about the robots taking over.
No.
It's about empowering ourselves with information.
It really is.
And a huge thank you to you, our expert, for guiding us through this very complex topic.
It's been my pleasure.
With such, you know, clarity and enthusiasm. And to you, our listeners, thank you for joining us on this deep dive. We hope you've gained some valuable insights and are feeling inspired to embrace the power of data. Until next time, keep exploring, keep asking questions, and keep diving deep.